Om Shanti.
Sweetness of introversion. During this period of lockdown, I have experienced many beautiful things. There was much sweetness in the introversion and silence, and hence I thought, why not share these beautiful experiences with you? But first of all, let me understand this word, introversion, as there is often misunderstanding about it. Introvert comes from the Latin word intro, which is inward, and vertere, which is turning. So introvert actually means turning inwards. It describes a person who tends to turn inward mentally, but they are sometimes mistaken as being shy, quiet, reserved, and unsociable as compared to extroverts who are outspoken, sociable, and outgoing. Extroverts have a preference for seeking, engaging in, and enjoying social interactions, whereas introverts tend to be reserved and withdrawn in social settings. When I was a little child, I was also more inclined towards introversion. I didn't like to speak much as compared to my other siblings, and I thought I had inferiority complex at that time. But after coming onto the path of knowledge, when Baba said so many beautiful and good things about introversion, I feel so fortunate and realize that what seems like a quiet energy is really a hidden asset. I now appreciate that while thoughts of the self make the soul introverted, ways thoughts about others bring the soul into the expansion of speaking and body consciousness. There is one particular point in the Murli of 11 May 2008. Original date was 6 July 1969, where Baba said, "To please people is to be extroverted, and to please the self is to be introverted." Baba was referring to people who wear beautiful clothes and put on jewelry and makeup to decorate the body as extroversion. Whereas we children now go inwards and decorate the self with jewelry of virtues and powers. This is our true decoration and can only be done when we are introverted. This is like a blessing from Baba to me. But what really pulled me to practice introversion more intensely is the Murli dated 6th of January 2008. The original date was 25th of January 1969, just 1 week after Brahma Baba became Avya. And Baba said, "The time is close." And so, according to time, the stage of being introverted, of going beyond sound, of being avya, whilst engaged in action, should be visible. And that is still lacking, Baba said. Your business has to continue, but developing this stage should also continue. Both of these should happen together equally. Sakababa is stable in the avyat form, but you children will only be able to have the alaukik experience of an avyat meeting if you are stable in the avyat stage. That was in 1969. Already that time, Baba has said, time is close. But now the time is not just close, I feel it is almost at the end. And as you know, Bab Dada also does not come to meet us now through Daddy Guza's body anymore. And Daddy Janki has also become Avya. This is really the final time. The final time is already here. Hence, introversion is so important because everything will become more and more subtle. The form of service has changed tremendously. Previously, we had mega events where we can have gatherings of thousands of people, but now we are not even allowed a gathering of more than 10 people. Subtle service like mental service, mind service, sakash, good wishes and powerful vibrations are the need of the hour now and in the future. Well, I did a bit of homework and saw that there were so many avyat mulis that Baba talked about introversion, the significance and results of being introverted. There were more than 150 avyat mulis. I didn't even bother to look at the sakha mulis. 150, imagine, 150 avyat mulis where Baba mentioned about being introverted or introversion. This really shows the great importance of this virtue in our spiritual life. So while practicing introversion, I noticed and came to realize there are many beautiful things about this virtue. First is being more thoughtful and observant. By being introverted, I became more thoughtful. There is now the tendency to be inward turning and more focused on my internal thoughts, feelings and moods at my stage, rather than seeking out external circumstances, people and things. So what happened is that when people say something which do not seem appropriate or not right, I remain silent. I'm able to observe my own feelings, and if there is a change in my mood, previously I get affected or influenced, and even if I do not verbalize, that feeling of dislike or discomfort was in my mind. I can also remain more introspective and engage myself in a process of healthy self-reflection, self-analysis, and self-examination, thus directing my energy toward exploring my own inner world. I reflect on my emotions, memories, feelings, and experiences, which I think is so good for my well-being and for my brain too. One of the good things I found is that with the self-checking, self-analysis, and self-contemplation, I become more committed to my spiritual study and in achieving my goals. I do not easily get sidetracked but become more disciplined. I don't need really to look at others or concerned if they are making spiritual efforts or not. I don't need to compare and compete with anyone. And if someone is moving ahead, I do not need to feel jealous about them. I just need to keep directing my energy in the pursuit of achieving my own aim and objective instead. And well, I observed that I also become more calm. I also feel that being introverted definitely enable a person to become more calm, even though the atmosphere everywhere now is full of anxiety and worry. But with introversion, I can remain peaceful and stable and able to handle unexpected challenges thrown onto me. I just keep the aim of becoming Bab Saman. Just the thought that I have to return with Baba. Nothing but just this thought that I have to return with Baba as a bride and not in the possession. And with this dharana of introversion, we will be able to remain patient. We become more patient with ourselves and with others. Again, when something happens, when something is not right or people behaving badly, I just go inwards instead of reacting and sometimes correcting people too and sometimes blaming the person or situation. This turning inwards of becoming introverted has really helped me develop patience. And this, in turn, enable me to have good wishes and feelings of mercy and compassion for others. And there's another good thing, concentration. Well, like just like in any other study, we will be able to excel better if we have better concentration, isn't it? When we have better concentration power, we know Mama was number one student. Why? Because she has super concentration power. Mama's memory power was so strong that she only had to listen to something once for it to get printed, for it to get imprinted on her intellect. And for this, we should also love introversion like Mama did. So my concentration power increased as a result of this practice of introversion constantly. I now have the habit of, I actually have the habit of multitasking. But even then, I find the ability to focus now with introversion and finish something without compromising on its quality. And with introversion, I become engaged in sincere effort, in my sincere effort in checking myself. When someone is pushing himself or herself upon you, it's hard at that time to even think small thoughts about the self. But when I remain introverted, I can focus solely on myself. I can examine my behaviors and sincerely check the self and whether I make any mistakes, whether I cause anyone sorrow or take sorrow. I can ponder like this only if I remain introverted and do not waste my time on extroversion, even though people may be pushing on me. And some days, if I feel more inspired to make intense effort, I check more thoroughly, I check even more subtly, especially in my account of accumulation. I share some of this with you now. I'll check, like, have I accumulated happiness in myself? I didn't upset anyone, but did I make anyone else happy? And did I accumulate elevated thoughts? I didn't have any waste thought, perhaps that day, but did I have pure, positive and elevated thoughts in its place for myself and for others? And did I accumulate in my account of good wishes for everyone? Whether someone changed or not, did I remain content with that person? Otherwise, you know what happened? Most of the time, we check ourselves superficially and think that, well, I'm good that day, I didn't do anything wrong. And because of just superficial checking instead of being introverted really and go inwards in depth, we are not able to bring about realization and transformation in the self. And next, one more good thing about introversion is the ability to recharge. Just only 2 days ago, I remember the Muli of the 13th of May, because I was practicing introversion, and when any points of introversion comes up in the Muli, I would immediately note it down. And so on the 13th of May, Baba said in the Muli, remain introverted, be so conscious and remember me alone. This seems very ordinary. Every day looks like Baba keep repeating this. But for me, that day, I correlate the three of them. Introversion, soul consciousness, and remembrance of Baba. And I realize there is a strong connection between these three practices. Introversion, soul consciousness, and remembrance. I would like to share that the more I practice this habit of turning inwards to look at the self, remain introverted, the easier I can remain so conscious. And when I remain so conscious, I can easily and able to have a good connection, a constant link with Baba. This is because my energy is focused. My energy is focused and channelized instead of getting frizzled in various directions, in people, in situations, in environment, so on and so forth. So you can see that how introversion helps in recharging the battery of the self. And hence to me, introversion is such an important practice in our spiritual life. In fact, I would even say it is one of the most essential virtues of an effort maker, an intense effort maker. Now, I would like to share some of the practices of what I am doing to experience the sweetness of introversion. The first of many of the practices, the first one is I am able to go beyond the corporeal stage. So I go from corporeal stage into the avyak stage more easily when I have introversion. Otherwise, things of the external world, my sense organs pull me and do not allow me to fly up. Sometimes, I share with you, it's not really all the time is successful. Sometimes I have the aim of going to the Sutta region and have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. But it seems difficult. Why? This is because during the day, I have not paid enough attention to go inwards as much as possible. I became too engrossed with my work or relationship matters, or karma yoga, so many things could take our attention away. But now, but so, the hourly traffic control is most beneficial. So do not become slack in that hourly traffic control, not just the 10:30, 12 o'clock and 5:30, not good enough, the hourly traffic control. And nowadays, I use B-Zone. It is an app. It's traffic control music. It's very soothing and gentle and easily bring my mind to that realm of peace and silence. You can install this app on your phone. The music is very beautiful and it will enable you to go into that peaceful, beautiful state instantaneously. And the stage of introversion while moving, listening and eating. We saw Saka Baba, when Baba was still alive, even while listening to the news of service, he used to be in an introverted state. He would listen to 1 hour's news in just 5 minutes and also give the children the experience of introversion and of being in solitude. These two are almost like combined. Introversion, those who like introversion, they also like solitude. So we experience his complete stage of introversion and solitude while moving, while listening, and while eating. I also tried to follow the father in this way, although not always successful, as this needs a lot of practice. Sitting down is easier, but moving, talking, doing things, it needs a lot of practice. But I'm confident if I practice more intensely, I will make it. I will be able to succeed in this. But even nonetheless, beside this, I realize that if my mind is introverted while doing karma yoga, like while my hands are working, my intellect is connected with Baba, and like when I go for walk, I maintain an angelic stage. While performing other actions, I practice being an instrument, a trustee, and so on. And like that, I'm able to bring that state of introversion into me while walking and moving around. And I remember reading a Murli where Baba said, go into the subtle depths of every virtue, every power, every stage of remembrance, every stage of efforts. It is by going into the subtlety that we can have deep experiences. Baba said, don't swim around on the surface, but go to the bottom of the ocean. So I also tried doing this. So during the day, I make my practice of introversion firm and powerful, doing these various stages and practice of remembrance and on every virtue and power. And so when I do that, then my evening's meditation is very powerful. I'm able to fill my intellect with the jewels of deep experiences. And this then helped me in my Amrit Vela too, because I carry that experience forward to the next day. And one beautiful experience that I find very powerful is making the switch of awareness powerful. Well, now is the season of suddenly, where everything can happen at any time. Therefore, we really need to make the switch of our awareness very powerful. And powerful means we can put the switch on in a second, not that the switch is loose and we repeatedly have to put it on and off, which in turn will take time. So in a second, we become introverted and put the switch of self-respect. And then in a second, the switch of self-sovereignty. Like that, I practice switching different switches in my practice. And then in this way, I can become merged in the ocean of experiences of those various self-respect points. And not only that, I also experience different powerful stages. We really need to be introverted and in solitude, but it doesn't mean that we can automatically become powerful if we do not spend time and if we do not spend our time and use it in a worthwhile way. But it also does not mean to draw away from everything else. Well, the misunderstanding is that in introversion, we withdraw totally, physically, everything, away from everyone and everything. But Baba said not really like that. Sometimes, yes, we need to be in silence, solitude ourselves. But what it really means is to be stable in any one powerful stage. So sometimes I stabilize myself in the stage of being the seed, sometimes as a server, and sometimes the stage of being a lighthouse and mighthouse and give light and might to the world. Well, you can try. You can try and stabilize yourself in this way and enjoy the different powerful stages. We have heard of the experience of the Dadis and Dadas that when they went in front of Brahma Baba, there was the feeling of being drawn by his solitude and introversion, especially during that period when he was reaching his angelic stage. They related that sometimes it seemed as though there was nothing but light. So if we practice this introversion and solitude more deeply and intensely, others will experience that our life is seen as unique, is like alaukik. Well, I have one beautiful experience about this. It was in the year, many years ago, 2011, yes, 2011, when we had the CAT program conducted by Dr. Satish Gupta in Malaysia. We were in a resort, in a very beautiful resort, quiet place, and many participants were sharing their experiences, and there was a family of four where the parents came, the family of four, the couple and then their parents, the father and the mother. The father had heart problem, and so the whole family came and supported him in that CAT program. They were totally new to the BKs. They were new, they were brought by a BK friend. And at the end of the program, they made an interesting remark, which I could still remember very well now. The remark which really fascinated me. They said that the program was good, obviously, without doubt. They benefited from it tremendously. But what really caught their attention is, they say, the uniqueness of the BKs then, who helped and served tirelessly during those 5 days. They said that there was some kind of spiritual attraction. They couldn't understand what was that, but they could felt that lightness, that spiritual attraction and the uniqueness in us, and they liked that very much. And of course, they were from a different city. And of course, after that, they were attracted to learn meditation as a result of not that cat program, they say, but as the result of watching us and being attracted to our spirituality and our uniqueness. So as I am focusing on introversion and solitude nowadays, I realize that this is the uniqueness that Baba is talking about. At that time, I didn't understand much about that uniqueness. But now, as I'm going through the introversion and Baba's Muli on it, I could understand better. And the impact of the awareness of the point form, the soul conscious form, which is our light, the soul's light, which attracted them. And introversion is like an introverted craft of our mental power, which enable us to become double light. Introversion, solitude and silence is a mental power. It's spiritual power, but also mental power. For speech and action, we have to go physically to other places. But with this mental power of introversion, solitude and silence, we can reach anywhere in an instant in our flying vehicle. So the flying vehicle, like a spacecraft that has gone beyond the pull of gravity. So souls, Baba call it introverted craft. Souls with the introverted craft of mental power, we are double light and easily fly to different places to do service, to do give sakash to others. And through this practice of turning inwards, of introversion, you can connect to a place of stillness that fills the soul with a sense of peace and harmony. We can easily go to the silent world, our sweet home, and stay there as long as we want. I experience this pool now, and so there will be that pool. Try it and experience it. It is very beautiful and immensely powerful, that silence. So last but not least, I would like to emphasize that introversion will really enable us to do true spiritual endeavor, our endeavor. Spiritual endeavor means powerful remembrance, not just sitting in yoga, but a constant relationship of the heart with the Father. I have this beautiful experience when my heart, my mind, my intellect and body are in harmony, in a concentrated and absorbed with Baba. So this is my experience on introversion. But before I end the class, there's something in my mind that has come up and I'd like to share. And this, which is one big obstacle in front of us who like to practice introversion nowadays, this big obstacle is digital overload. And this digital overload will not enable me to go into introversion as much as I would like to. I may wish, I may really have the desire, but then if I am really overloaded and too much engaged in digital devices, I will not be successful. So there is this thing called FOMO, FOMO. It is a fear of missing out. I just learned this just recently, heard about that. So nowadays there is a kind of fear in everyone, not the fear about the coronavirus, but this is a different new kind of fear. we can see this happening by the addiction to the smartphones and other electronics and devices. People are constantly texting, emailing, writing, surfing, responding, etc. Sometimes it's overload from endless emails, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. Of course, they enable people to remain in contact with social and professional network continuously, but this results in compulsive checking for status updates, for messages, for fear of missing out. This is the social anxiety that is happening nowadays. So beware of this, dear brothers and sisters. Do not become addicted to this. Just turn them off. Turn all of them off. Go unplug for 24 hours. Get to know the sound of quiet, silence, and nature with no artificial stimuli. You will be surprised what you will witness and what you will experience. So, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.